Hello, this is Tiara.
Hello, this is Allie.
And this is the Goddess Vibration. Welcome back, you guys. I don't know if we've talked about this topic before. We may have brought it up here and there in other episodes, and I didn't really realize how much of a hot topic it was until Allie brought it up to me. Because apparently everyone, okay, maybe not everyone, a lot of people on TikTok are talking about free will and whether it exists or not. Again, didn't realize it was such a hot topic.
It's a very hot topic because I think as more people become awakened and as more people learn about spirituality and new age and taking the spiritual journey within themselves and where this journey really takes you is they try to break you free of the matrix. Like that's the ultimate goal, is to ascend out of the false matrix, find enlightenment, raise your vibrations, raise your levels of consciousness. And I think as people do the research, because a lot of people do the research, they come across this thing called free will, and it's talked about. Like Dolores Cannon talks about it. I found tons of TikToks on free will and whether or not it's real. And you know, some spiritual teachers say Earth is the only planet in the entire universe that has free will. And that this is like a school, and it's the toughest school to ascend out of because of free will. So I think we should talk about like what free will is. And I think that this is why it's a hot topic, because people feel like they have free will, but do they actually have free will? And I think that's the big question. It's like, you know, if you have a soul contract and if you have like an agenda for your incarnation when you're here on this planet, and if you choose something else, well, is that really free will? Or there's just so many different perspectives and so many different ways we could go with this topic.
Absolutely, because then when you start thinking about the choices that one could make from free will, now you got to start thinking, okay, well, what are going to be the consequences of those choices? Because, you know, it's interesting that Dolores Cannon says that this planet is the only one that has free will in the entire universe. So I'm like, okay, so if there was no free will, how would it work? Like, you just operate based on your soul contracts only, and you can't deviate from that?
I mean, one would assume that, because if you look at the definition of free will, it's the power of acting without the constraint of necessity or fate. The ability to act at one's own discretion.
Right. So in theory, it would mean that you could make choices that are out of alignment with your fate or what is fated or destined for you, right?
Correct.
All right. So allegedly on other planets, people only act based on what's fated for them, right? Is that the assumption?
That's the assumption.
Okay. I'm just trying to understand how it would work if there were no free will, because, you know, I'm a human soul, so I only know this planet and its free will association.
Yeah, being a human soul is not easy.
No, it's not. And my heart goes all out to all those human souls on this planet that are just like, why are we here? I get it. Yeah, no, it's not easy at all, especially considering that, you know, at least us are aware of the very dark satanic agenda and cabal on this planet that has worked overtime to ensure our enslavement. Overtime, worked overtime and done it effectively, unfortunately.
It's so unfortunate. And I will say that I think that this is why free will is such a hot topic, because these TikToks are out there. This information's out there saying, you know, Earth is the only planet in the entire universe that has free will. So, I mean, when you hear something like that, I know when I heard something like that, I hit the internet and I was just like, well, why? Like trying to get to the why, trying to figure out like why it's so hard for human souls to ascend. Like, what are the factors that are contributing to why human souls are not ascending? And according to Tiara, because she knows more about like biblical texts, free will is not being used as intended, like as God had intended. And so, I mean, when you go down this rabbit hole, because it is a rabbit hole, it's just so many questions and it can go so many different ways. And there's so many theories. And I don't think it's just one thing. I think it's a cluster of things that contribute to this hot debate.
No, I'm in full agreement. I do think that there are probably multiple factors or reasons why humans are struggling to ascend. I do think that, you know, when you go back to some of those biblical texts, and some of it's not biblical texts. So, for example, the Book of Enoch, which talks a little bit about the creation story from a different perspective than the Bible, obviously, which is why it's not in the Bible. Go figure. You start to put together a bigger picture. So when I was doing the research and looking into some of that stuff and the Book of Enoch and some of the other texts, ancient texts, I started to see a story emerge in regards to a species that was created. And depending on the school of thought that you're in, we were either created A, as an experiment, or B, as a slave race. Now, I think there's some credence to the whole slave race conspiracy, because at this point, essentially, it is a conspiracy. Just because if you are created, and you are created to serve your masters, and you are created to obey and to listen and to be told what to do, because that's the way you were designed, that's going to have an effect on you whether this planet is a free will one or not. Like, you know what I mean? So I have my theories in regards to that humans, again, this is my theory, that humans were created to be a slave race. They were created to mine specific things on this planet by a higher species who took their DNA, spliced it with some other species, created human as a slave race, got more involved with humanity than they should have. A war ensued. There was a lot of fighting. Eventually, they left, leaving humans here on the planet, and decided, okay, well, we'll just let these humans evolve on their own, and we'll just kind of watch. So essentially, depending on how you look at it, it could be both. It could be that we were a slave race and an experiment. Holy shit, I just put that together, like, right now.
I was actually putting that together as you were talking about it, and I just got into deep thought, like a deep train, and I was just like, you know, that's actually possible.
Right? So now you have the species of people, and then you also have the fallen angels who were cast out of heaven for ensuing this war, who became trapped here on this energetic realm and one of the lower vibrational realms, who decided to exert control over the planets and control humans, make them their slaves, do what they can to, you know, make sure that they don't see the lights. And because we're engineered as slave species, we just kind of go along with it. And we're just like, oh, okay, I guess this is what I'm going to do. And oh my gosh, that's so scary. They're so scary. I'm just going to sit here in my bubble and just live my life peacefully without rocking the boats. So that's what many humans do.
And it's so unfortunate that humans just let this happen to themselves. Because we're seeing it right now. I mean, it's the hard truth.
Yeah.
It's not pleasant truth, but it's the hard truth.
Right.
And I know TR and I have very different perspectives on free will. And And I love the conspiracies around it. And I think that there's truth behind that. But I also do believe that with the right mental fortitude, I'm not going to say the right attitude, because I mean, we've talked about it before. Spirituality is not pleasant. It is dark. It is not for the weak. It is really, really a hard and difficult, taxing journey. So I will say that I don't know if it's the journey that's like keeping people like, Tiara, what do you think? Do you think it's like people not wanting to go to the deepest, darkest depths of themselves? Do you think that's part of it? Do you think it's like outside influences that are keeping people from doing it?
I think that a lot of the negative programming has been effective, and it's been effective to the point that it keeps people in a state of fear. And it's not just fear of like losing your home, or fear of not being able to feed your family, or fear of, you know, needing to protect yourself from other individuals. I think the fear, it kind of radiates through all aspects of your being. Like it's fear of the unknown, as you and I talked about, fear of like going to the deeper depths. That's all there too. And I do think that there has been, whether it's subliminal or whether it's just like, you know, based on some of the religious teachings and dogma that has been force fed to many of us, I think that it's permeates all aspects of our beings, and it keeps us stuck and it keeps us trapped. And that's very difficult to overcome. Like I honestly don't really know how you do so without extensive divine support or guidance.
No, I have to agree with you there. So full disclosure, as Tiara has mentioned, she's a human soul. And so she brings a lot of really interesting perspective into this topic and her journey. I'm not a human soul. And so we have two very different perspectives, and we have lived two very different lives, and our frequencies and our energies have manifested very different things for us. And so just having two very different ends of this spectrum in terms of perspective we can bring into this episode. And so that's why we're probably going to talk a little bit more about Tiara's journey, only because like she's in it right now. And I and my spirit team have been a huge divine support to her, which is what she's referencing. Yes. And truthfully, I don't really know where she'd be if she didn't have us.
Right. I mean, the fact that I'm a split soul makes it even more complicated, because I don't know, maybe if I wasn't a split soul, I'd probably have slightly more of an advantage. But as a split soul, there are aspects of myself that I'm missing that are needed for extensive healing evolution journeys. So without that, it's been very, very difficult. Honestly, if you're not a split soul, you are at a huge advantage. Like, I'm just going to say that right now. If you're not, you do have a benefit. Now, with that said, if you are trying to escape stagnation, you're going to probably need to start with, again, assuming you're a human soul, or even if you're not a human soul, you're going to probably have to really start exploring fear. Because I think, again, that it's fear that is keeping a lot of human souls from escaping the matrix. It's just like the fear is programmed into us like from birth, right? Like the programming it's subliminal. It's not subliminal. It's in movies. It's in television. It's like in some of the you know, wounding that you see in lineages and bloodlines, it gets passed down from generation to generation. It's in religious belief systems. It's literally everywhere that you're being fed this stuff that just keeps you in a state of worry or fear or terror. And a lot of times we don't even consciously know it. Like, we don't even consciously know that we are operating from a state of fear. You know, I was with a man for 10 years who operated in a very similar state. And his whole thing was, at least the way it manifested for him, was like, I need to have a gun on me at all times because this planet is a dangerous place. And he was taught that. He was taught that as at a young age by his parents, who believe the same thing. You should always have a gun. Guns are safe if you know how to use them right. There's nothing wrong with them. This world is dangerous. It's not safe. You need to be able to protect yourself at all times. That's just one example of some of the programming that humans are subject to. And, you know, I'm from the United States. I know that we love our guns. I do think that there is programming around needing to carry a gun to be safe and needing to protect yourself from that the bad negative planets. You know, we see it in the news where, like, and I don't know if this is intentional or not, but I feel like a lot of the news is always so negative. Like, it's like, this person got raped by this person who got murdered and like shanked by this person, and they're all coming to get you, and everyone's stealing cars now, and what are you going to do to protect yourself? And I'm just like, Jesus, like, you can't escape some of this negativity. And when it's coming from you everywhere, from every direction, and all the programming is like, you know, centered on fear, you just internalize it and you live that way. And again, it's very, very difficult to escape. And it takes a lot of introspection and a lot of, you know, reflection
and mental fortitude.
Absolutely. You know, if you don't have the best mental states, a lot of us don't right now, you probably don't have a lot of mental fortitude, you're going to struggle. You know, and I do think that the attack on our mental health has been deliberate. I do think that not only the fear-based programming, but some of the other stuff that they've programmed in us, especially things like hustle culture and like how things are just so unaffordable now, and all this worry that we have about being able to afford, being able to keep the lights on, being able to eat, being able to feed our families, that wears and tears on your psyche. And eventually you just kind of get to this place where you quit. You're like, you know what? I'm fine existing like this until my death. I'm just not going to rock the boat. It is what it is. Unfortunate, but honest.
And I will say that, like, with the government and how they control everything, they even control the news that you have access to, like, outside of the United States of America.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I got a message the other day from a friend who was like, oh, I saw some news on, I saw some news about Colombia about how 8 people went missing for using the dating app Tinder. Are you okay? And I was just like, well, yeah, I'm fine. And I was just like, way more than 8 people go missing in the United States. Way more than 8 people get murdered or shot. More like people go, like, kids are going to school with guns and shooting more than 8 people. So I find it really interesting how the programming, where people will see, like, oh, guess what? North Korea launched a missile, and everyone's getting texts in South Korea being like, yeah, I live here. No one's panicked. It's business as usual. And this has been going on for decades. And so, like, people just don't take that type of news seriously anymore, because it's just like, yeah, no, we're fine. Stop sending those texts, please. Like, we're fine. And it's just so interesting, like, how people react to outer-worldly news about other countries. And then it's like, you don't follow the advice. You decide, like, if it's a travel advisory 3, which is like, go at your own risk type deal, and people go anyway, and then they land and they're just like, I don't understand what all these travel advisories are for. So it's really interesting, like, how you can really push yourself, like, against the grain of what the government's trying to tell you. Like, this is just a very basic, simple example of just basic traveling, right? Like, everyone's like, don't go to Mexico. Don't go to Mexico. It's so unsafe. And then tons of people go to Mexico and they're like, yeah, we don't understand what the U.S. news was saying we don't see it, we don't feel the energy. Like, yeah, be smart, have street smarts, like don't be walking alone by yourself at night. Like, obviously, like take normal everyday precautions that you even would in the United States. And they're like, no, this place is beautiful. We don't know what they're talking about. So it's just like, you really have to take that first step. You have to take that first push against the grain to really know what else is out there. Because if you're not willing to take that step, you're never going to know.
You know, as far as how they control the news, it blows my mind because, you know, over here in Colombia, like the news that I get from the US, it's for the most part, it's the same. It's the news from other countries that I'm actually getting access to, because in the US, they don't show you things that they don't want you to see. So for example, there have been really big protests going on in some of these European countries, like massive protests, like taking over blocks and blocks and blocks of streets, like filled with people who are angry, they're fed up, and they're, you know, they're raising their
voice.
I
love what they're doing in Europe. I'm just going to throw that out there right now.
Yes, and it's going on in a couple places in Europe. And in the U.S., you would have no friggin' idea because they don't share any of that. No idea. But over here, I see the news, I see some of that stuff, and I'm just like, wow, I would never know this was going on if I was in the United States right now. And that's just, again, one example of how they are using the media to manipulate, omitting and hiding and obfuscating. And it's very dark. It's very manipulative. And it's unfortunate the effect that it has on so many people and so many humans.
And do you think that's affecting their free will?
You know, I saw a very interesting TikTok about free will from a gentleman who said that he thinks free will does exist, but it's not something that exists at the conscious level. Free will is something that exists at the subconscious level. So subconsciously, I think we all know that we have free will. Like all of us at the subconscious level know that. But how we execute the free will depends on the subconscious programming that's there. So if you have subconscious programming that's like, say, in fear, you know, there's nothing safe for you, all the free will you're going to execute is going to be based around that, staying safe.
Can you give an example of that?
Sure. So let's see. Well, I know I mentioned like my gun-toting husband. Again, we're separated right now. But he had other beliefs, not just around carrying a gun, but around needing to defend yourself, needing to protect yourself, needing to know self-defense or know how to box or like know how to fight. Like, I gotta know how to fight. And he tried to program me with some of that. And it worked a little bit, but I was never really into like self-defense or carrying a gun. Like, I don't know. It didn't really jive with me, but I got what he was saying. And, you know, I was like, oh, you know, for the most part, you make sense. And that mindset that he has, I'm convinced, comes from an experience he had as a child when he was, a man flashed him, essentially. A man flashed him, showed him his privates as a kid. He didn't obviously know how to process that as a kid, but it left trauma. It left subconscious programming. So now as an adult, his free will is around tied to, I gotta stay safe, I gotta protect myself, I have to carry a gun, I have to train, I have to fight. Does that make sense?
It does.
He also, I mean, obviously that experience I do think has had broader impacts on him beyond just that. I think, again, that's just one example. You know, where he and I diverged was when I wanted to like quit my job, for example. and I wanted to escape, you know, the bubble that we were in and explore new places and go see the world. And I wanted to start my own business. And all of these things are outside of his safety bubble. And that is where we diverged. And that is where our marriage fell apart, because I wanted something that existed outside of his safety bubble. He was willing to yield, but only because there was a part of him that felt like he needed me in order to be happy and content. So that's another example. I hope that kind of sheds light on how subconscious programming can affect you and affect how you execute free will.
No, I think that's a great example. And I think more people should highlight that in their lives and apply that example into your life and see how it's affecting you. That's why I wanted Tiara to give an example, because it's really important to learn how to integrate some of this information, like, to your subconscious, to your conscious mind, because that's how we awaken. That's how we become more aware.
Now, on the Ascension Glossary, there's a sister page. We've talked about the Ascension Glossary a couple times, but the lady who created this stuff, her name's Lisa. She claims to be a starseed. I don't know that much about her, but I might try to reach out to her at some point, because, like, she's put together a lot of resources. But anyway, she has a site called Energetic Synthesis, which is more, like, community-based. It's got, like, a shop and additional resources and Ascension Library. And it's got a lot of great information. And she takes it a step further, and she talks about how on this planet in particular, we have this dark, negative, satanic agenda, but also an alien deception, or like a negative alien agenda. Now, I'm not as familiar with who these alien entities are. I do think that dark alien entities exist, for sure. I don't know to what extent they have infiltrated this planet. I haven't dove into that, but it's a perfect rabbit hole for me, so I probably will. She actually says that humans, in some ways, have had their free will hijacked, because she talks about what we were talking about in regards to some of the negative programming that has taken place on this planet and how it's affected people. And that, and these are her words, from this position, one's life force is not your own and is being directed by forces that have been controlling the human body by suppressing consciousness through fear and brainwashing. Humanity has allowed this because we did not know it existed, and we have been told that humans have free will. Humans have a degree of free will if they stay here as slaves playing the 3D program, and it creates a paradox. So she says that it aligns a little bit in regards to what I was saying, but she also says that most of the free will that is executed here is executed as slaves playing the 3D program. That's the majority of the free will that is executed on this planet. She says that the deception is tricky, and it's also like effective and also very painful to face. And she's right. It's really painful to face that you've been a slave to this amorphous, you know, entity or group of individuals who have gone out of their way to hijack your free will to their benefit. That's very difficult to face. She also says that it is possible for humans to liberate themselves from this, and that it's going to require being able to free oneself and the authority of the eternal love of God, and being able to use that freeing in order to free others. So she does say God, you know, if you're religious, you know, obviously you align with that. If not, when I say God, typically I mean like source, or, you know, higher power or most high. I'm not really talking about a man in the sky who's got a long white beard and sits in the clouds. I'm talking about source. as some in the New Age community like to refer to it. So I just thought that was very interesting. And honestly, it makes so much sense.
It's definitely an interesting perspective, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
But I will say that I don't know. I have a really hard time grasping and understanding the other side of free will because I came across this TikTok that was very thought-provoking, and it said, like, spirituality is important because it's your reality. Followed by, we are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. And that spoke really deeply to me because I do think, even if you are a human soul, like, I'm not saying that you guys don't have more obstacles. I'm not saying that at all. Trust me, I've seen it. And my heart goes out to every human soul, but it's not impossible for you to overcome the deception. It's not impossible. Nothing is impossible. And I think that's something that people really need to understand or grasp, that nothing is impossible. It may be harder. It may be a more difficult journey. There might be more adversity, but that doesn't mean that you can't overcome any of that. And so for me, it's really difficult because I'm human. Even though my soul isn't human, like, I'm still human. I still have a conscious mind. I made a lot of mistakes. I've burned a lot of bridges. I have made mistakes that I wish I could take back. But the thing that I've learned is that you can't dwell on the past and you can't let it stunt your growth. You have to be able to, because you can't change it. And because you can't change it, what's really important is to extract the lesson from it and move forward and not make the same mistakes again. Like, that's part of evolution. That's a part of growth. That's a part of evolving. So for me, it's really hard to kind of see the way that the earth is and the planet and people, because I mean, I've had to overcome a lot of adversity. My life has not been easy. Like, I've had a lot of just personal demons, and, you know, personal struggles just from, you know, being adopted and kind of losing my identity in that. And, you know, adoption comes with its own set of challenges and, you know, having difficult relationships and being bullied and, like, the products of my environment were not the best. And I didn't let it stop me. I just was like, okay, you have to find a way to move forward. You have to find a way to move forward. And that's what I kept doing. And that's how I was able to build what I was able to build and what I have now, because I'm not saying I never got stuck. I absolutely did get stuck, but I didn't let it consume me. I just was like, I have to fight this. I don't know how I'm going to fight this, but I just have to keep trying until I actually start moving forward. And so having those types of experiences and knowing how difficult my journey was, I'm just like, if I can do it, anyone can do it. And I know that's easier said than done, but there really is truth to that. If I can do it, anyone can do it.
Well, as a split soul, if I ever do it, I will say the same thing. And I'm hoping that if I can do it as a split soul, human split soul, then any human can. That is to be determined.
Jerry, you'll be able to do it. You just gotta heed the guidance.
Sure, but there's two of me, so we got to do that on both ends, and that's the uphill battle.
It's a work in progress. But that's just kind of my perspective on free will. I really do think everyone does have free will. I do see the challenges and the uphill battles, and I do see the conspiracies, and I'm not claiming none of those are true. But I do think that people can fight this. I really do.
Well, we seem to be able to do it on a micro scale. So like in certain places where there have been big revolutions, for example, oftentimes to topple oppression and to topple, you know, power that has been abusive, we've done that on this planet multiple times. We just need to do it on a broader global scale. And it's a little bit trickier because, again, the enemy in this regard is more amorphous. You know, they don't have like a headquarters that we can go and, you know, protest in front of. It's more just a battle or a war over the mind and the psyche. And I think if we can all come together to recognize what's being done to us on a broader scale and really get a sense of how it's affected us and what needs to be done, again, on a broad scale, then yeah, absolutely, I think we can do it. Obviously, it's just at this state with how so many people are feeling, a lot of the sentiments, you know, people are exhausted, people are burnt out, people are feeling hopeless, helpless. You have to overcome that before you can even get to toppling and overcoming the cabal. So that's just where it gets a little bit trickier is, gosh, where do we start?
Well, you start with awakening. That's where everyone has to start. Everyone has to start with awareness and awakening and the drive and the desire to want a better life. Because if you don't have that drive or desire to want to make changes, then no, you're not going to get anywhere.
Right. And that's the thing is I think there are a lot of people who don't have the drive or determination. Now, I do think there are a lot of people who are sick of their circumstances and are tired of living the way they are and don't quite know what the solution is. I think there's a lot of that. And that can be harnessed to achieve more. And, you know, that could probably be taken to another level. En masse, if everyone, you know, got an agreement and alignment about it. I don't quite know. We talked about this before. I don't know what the catalyst is going to be to move people to that degree. We can definitely do it on an individual level. We can all do, you know, our part individually for ourselves. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that we were talking about this before we actually started recording, and I had this weird like idea and thought that the catalyst might be if the U.S. government takes away people's TikToks.
See, I'm mixed on that because I could see a smaller scale uprising because of that. I don't think it would be like as broad as it needs to be, because TikTok is used by a very specific social demographic. We need everyone involved, and we need everyone to push back, and we need everyone to rise. It's just, I don't know. I don't know that TikTok is going to be.
But it's also
people.
the younger generations that shape the future. And if the younger generations are that unhappy, they hold a lot more power than any of us think.
Oh, yes, absolutely they do. And I don't think they realize how much power they hold.
No, I think they do, because what I've been seeing on TikTok has been very, very interesting. And I mean, listen, there's a long way to go with this. Like, it still has to be passed in Senate. And Tiara doesn't think it's going to pass in its current form, which I agree with her. And I think that the conversation starting, though, in case it does, is fantastic, because the Gen X or Gen, no, not Gen X, sorry, Gen Zers, they're pissed off because a lot of these people are influencers and a lot of people are They use TikTok as their supplemental income. And I mean, if you take that away, I'm just saying, I think some really interesting things might start happening.
Oh, absolutely. And I spoke before about taking everything away from someone, because when you take everything away from someone, now they have nothing to lose. And I think we saw something like this with the Arab Spring uprising that took place. I think that started with a gentleman who had everything taken away from him and he self-immolated, and that like caused an uprising. Maybe if it's the same impacts where people are feeling like, oh my God, you're taking away everything. Now I have nothing to lose. Now I'm dangerous. Maybe that'll spark something. Maybe that'll, you know, be the initial catalyst that drives something broader. Who knows? You know? So it'll be interesting to see where that goes.
Right. And I would like to see people like exercise their freedom of speech and free will and fight back.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, I think we're seeing, particularly when it comes to Hollywood, little bits and pieces of that peeling away a little bit, especially some of these celebrities who have come out and said things like, oh, you know, they do rituals, and, you know, hey, there's a darkness in Hollywood. Hey, there are a lot of pedophiles out here doing dark shit. I think that we're starting to see a little bit more of that, most recently with the boxer, whose name I'm not going to say because I don't want to get, like, you know, bad juju. But we've seen other celebrities, for example, Kanye West, for example, Cat Williams, come out and say things about Hollywood and the elites and some of the things they do. And I'm just seeing it trickle out more and more and more. And I hope that this trend continues, because some of the things that they have said have spooks people. Like, I see commentary on TikTok about people being like, what? We exist in a world that does what to children?
Oh, yeah.
And for what purpose and why and how long has this been going on? Like, people are starting to catch on, but I do think it's going to take more time and more effort to really get the masses going in regards to what is really happening on this planet and what's being done to them.
Oh, yeah. And I will say that Cat Williams and Joe Rogan interview, that thing blew up overnight. It got like 12 million views in 24 hours.
Oh, yeah. Right. So I'm like, yeah.
People are listening. People are searching. People are waiting. I don't think that the population is as sleepy as we may think that they are. But Tiara is right. Something like some type of catalyst has got to happen for people just to be like, you know what? Enough is enough. But it's brewing, and it's a lot of interesting things are happening right now.
Yes, absolutely. And the most important thing, I think, for humanity is that we really look behind the curtain and look at what the cabal has done to humans on this planet and the effect that it's had. Because I think if we can recognize that there will be more impetus to push beyond the programming. Because now we know why, what it is, and that there's programming there and that it needs to be overcome. And I think that that's more powerful than existing and not knowing that this is happening to you, if that makes sense.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
So I hope everyone enjoyed this episode on free will. I hope we brought a lot of different perspective and some different conspiracies that might be going on, because you really have to find what resonates with you. And I just know through my own personal story, I know that I had to overcome a lot of adversity, and it was not easy. I wanted to quit. I wanted to walk away, because that's how hard it is. I'm not going to sugarcoat that.
Yeah.
But by pushing through and continuing on the journey, I'm telling you, there is light at the end of the tunnel. And that's what you just have to keep focused on. It's that there is light at the end of the tunnel, and you just have to keep telling yourself, how do I move forward?
Right. And, you know, I think what a lot of us forget is that your vibration and your subconscious determines your manifestation. So if your subconscious is carrying wounding and fear-based programming and trauma, and you're acting upon that, then that's what the universe is going to give back to you. And I think that that's what throws so many people off, is they're just like, well, why is everything falling apart for me all the time? What's the point? What's the purpose? I don't understand. I don't want to bother. So I get it. I completely understand. I get why that sentiment's there. It's just, Ali's right. You have to decide that you want something better for yourself. And if you want to manifest that, you have to do the work to get there. And it's ugly and it's not fun. And it gets dark. But there is a light at the end of the tunnel when it comes to what else is out there for you. And that, and as long as you believe that you're capable of more for yourself, you will get there. It might take time. It might be a bumpy ride, but you'll get there.
I just want to throw in one last beautiful perspective, because I actually think it's really beautiful for things to fall apart. It's not pleasant when you're in it, but it is really beautiful when your world crashes down, because once you hit bottom, that's when you're able to rebuild. And rebuilding is like pure creation. And I think that that's been some of the most encouraging and most the best parts of my spiritual journey, is when my life hit rock bottom, because I was just like, well, I either have two options. I can either go dig a hole and shrivel up and die somewhere, or I can rebuild. And rebuilding is a really beautiful thing, because it's just pure creation. And I think that manifestation can come when you have nothing left to lose. Because all you're doing is building. You're working towards something.
Okay, so we're talking about the nothing left to lose where you decide to build something for yourself, not the nothing left to lose where you go on a murdering spree. No, that's not what we mean. We just mean that, you know, you decide that you have an opportunity to create the life that you want once, you know, everything comes crashing down.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't think people would go towards the murdering route when I was talking about that, but good clarification on that.
Yes, you know, we are humans, so I just wanted to clarify for my human soul out there.
No, that's absolutely not what I meant. Not the murdering route, but no, just like I 1,000% meant like you have nothing left to lose, meaning like your life can't get any deeper and darker. So it's like you only have space to rebuild your life, like reconnect yourself with new people or go on a trip or travel and gain some perspective. Traveling has given me so much perspective to see how the other world lives. It has taught me like compassion and empathy and understanding, because unless you know how the rest of the world lives, you don't know, because you are just in your own little bubble. And so like pushing yourself out of that comfort zone, pushing yourself out of the box, learning about how the other people live, and then like it just gives you perspective on how great or where things in your life you need to improve. That's what I mean by building. And that is a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yes, absolutely.
So thank you everyone for tuning in for Free Will. I thought it was a very interesting topic. Who knows where it's going to go? I hope people awaken. Please join our community. Please leave us a review. We are really excited to be building what we're building, and we hope to see you guys there.
Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope this was a insightful discussion. We always aim to be insightful when it comes to our discussions. So please do stay tuned in regards to a launch date for the community. It will probably be in May. So once we really have that solidified, we will let you guys know.
We are aiming for May 11th.
Yes, I believe that's what we're aiming for. So that's tentative. So like I said, we'll let you guys know if anything changes, and we will let you guys know definitives over these next couple episodes.
Everyone have a great week. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, you guys.